Welcome to Shomar Shovan and Daf. We're holding in the end of Maseches Megillah and Daf Lamed Beis. And the end of the Masechto, the last words of the Mishnayos are, Vayidabri Moshe es Moyadi Hashem Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvosam Shiyukoyim Oysom Kol Echod Veechod Bezmanoi. You have to read the Kriyas HaTorah of each one of the Moyadim in its time. And the Gemara concludes that you also have to learn the Halachas of each Moyad in its time. And as the Marshal points out, this is not learned from the same source, but it's another idea that the Gemara adds to Kriyas HaTorah. You also have the halachas. And we have to understand, according to at least our order, what shot that the Masechta ends with this inyan, you have to read the Kriyas HaTorah in these times. We just add to it to make the question a little stronger. What's shot in Maseches Megillah, this is where we have the whole halachas of the Kriyas HaTorah, the time of Kriyas HaTorah. What days, what do you read in each day? How do you read the Sefer Torah? How do you approach the Sefer Torah? All the halachas that are gathered in the Torah. Why does this have to do over here? And this, as we come to the conclusion of the Masechto, if you put together many of the ideas that we learned throughout the Masechto, the chur of this comes out very clear. As we mentioned right in the first year in the Maseches, and then we mentioned a few times later, what's the Ikar Chiddush of Purim? As Mivurei B'Divrei Rabbeinu, Purim, the Chiddush was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing himself not through a miracle, not through a miraculous revelation, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing and revealing himself through regular Manhoga Sateva. That through the regular natural process, there is Gilui Hashem in the world. And as we mentioned, the Vilna Gaon points out that that's the reason we need to have a source. The Gemara asks, Esther min HaTorah minayin. Why do I need to have a source for Esther min HaTorah? Because I need to have a source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through nature, through Teva. That the revelation of Hashem is not only coming through miracles, but through the Hoylech Yelech of the world, we could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when this is understood, why, in this Masechto, we have in Daf Chav Tes, the Gemara says, the Chiddush, that Kol Mokoyim Shegalu Shechina Imoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them wherever they go. This is the only place in Shas that this is mentioned. Because this is the theme of this Masechta. The Maseches Megillah, which is the revelation of Purim, tells you that wherever Am Yisrael is, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through the nature, through the Mahalach of Am Yisrael, through our regular day-to-day life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through that. In the place of Mechadish Purim, where Mechadish Kol Mokom Shegol Shechina Imoyim. And as we mentioned in the beginning of Perek Shlishi, the Levush tells us that every one of the Kriyas HaTorah, every time you have Kriyas HaTorah, it's another Maimed Har Sinai. Meaning it's a new Nesinas HaTorah that's being given when you read the Torah. In addition, we mentioned that Chav Tes, the Ramchal, that says that every Moyed that we have is not just a memory of something that happened in the past, but it's a reenactment. It's another living of that Moyed. On Pesach, we go to Mitzrayim again, Shavuos, we receive Torah again, we go to Atainis, we mourn again. Every Moed is that Moed happening again and again. So putting all this together, this comes a full circle. Maseches Megillah is talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with Am Yisrael wherever we are. And if every Moed, we have another event that happens, we have another occurrence that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Kivyachol, he's giving us another Torah, which belongs to that time. The Gemara of Maseches Megillah is busy with Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is another Maamed Har Sinai, meaning is another giving of the Torah. And every time we read the Torah, we have another Inyan HaDayim that's happening over here. We have another message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Says the Gemara, you should know that every Moyed and Moyed, you have another specific Kriyas HaTorah that belongs to that Moyed. Meaning another communication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us that's talking about that Moyed. And this is specifically Negea to what we learned in Maseches Megillah. Because Maseches Megillah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us wherever we are. And wherever we go through, whatever we experience, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us as well. So Kivyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, we're coming to Pesach. We're going to experience Pesach together. Let me give you the Torah Pesach. Once again, the Torah Pesach that belongs to this year. Every Moed and Moed, you have another Kriyas HaTorah, another Mesirah of Torah, Kavya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is specific for that time. And that's all Negea to this Masechta, the Masechta that we learn, to Kol Makom Shegalu, wherever we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, we're together in the same place. That's why the Gemara is so busy telling us every moyed what we read, every haftarah what we do, because that's the asik of omizgala in this mesechta. And that's how the mesechta ends. We have a special kriyas haTorah on every zman, a special communication Kadosh Baruch Hu with us, because wherever we are, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Hadron Lach, short machshava on the daf of Maseches Megillah. Hadron Lach, we should be'ezer Hashem continue and accomplish many, many Masechtas Achirim. Anyone who wants to join the Shem Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shemmachshava@gmail.com.